before the bridge route. This route is approximately 2 kilometres long. From Praça da República Square, walk up Liberdade Street to Montepio Pharmacy, a building with a small manualine door. Following Dr. Mateus Teixeira de Azevedo Avenue for about 200 metres, at numbers 53 and 55, there are two twin buildings designed by the architect Raul Lino, with his modern Portuguese house design, an architectural style with national prominence, particularly during the first half of the 20th century. Return once again to the avenue and turn onto the first street on your right, Travessa de Lisboa. Continue to Zacarias Guerreiro Square, where you will find in front of you the Igreja de São José do Hospital, Church of St. Joseph's Hospital, whose origins stretch back to the 15th century. Renovations on it started in 1752 by one of the Algarve's leading figures in Baroque, architect Diogo Tavares de Ataíde. It has the peculiarity of having an octagonal plan with unequal sides. The reconstruction dragged on until 1768 due to the damage caused by the earthquake of 1755. Inside, one can admire a medieval chapel, Manueline in style, as well as an interesting altarpiece painted in trompe-l'oeil, and a number of remarkably large 18th century images brought in from the old Carmo convent. Adjacent to the chapel is the building of the old Espírito Santo Hospital, which is now an international college. To the right, you will find the Jardim de São Francisco, or Garden of St. Francis, where the cemetery of the Third Order of São Francisco of Tavira, which served as a public cemetery until 1918, can still be found. In this garden, there are also several ancient coats of arms, sepulchral tombstones, and relics of chapels of the old Gothic cloister. To the right of the garden is the church of the old Convento de São Francisco, or St. Francis Convent, which was founded at the end of the 13th century. This former convent is widely regarded as one of the Algarve's most preeminent medieval buildings. However, it was dogged by a number of disasters, including the earthquakes of 1722 and 1755, a landslide in 1840, and an appalling fire in 1881. The church's current layout is distinctly different to the original, but still preserves Gothic elements, especially in its now existing sacristy. Leaving the church, turn right, where you will find, on the left side, the Atalaya Barracks. Built in 1795 for the quartering of troops, its size is impressive, as is its Pombaline influence. Walk past the gun gate and continue to the next street on the right, Nove de Abril Street. Follow this street until you find the Spa Building, where the Tavira Yacht Club is headquartered. Cross the road towards Santo Antonio Street. There, admire the church of the old Santo Antonio dos Capuchos Convent, whose construction started in 1612. The church features a simple plan, a single nave, and a rectangular main chapel. The main facade of this building was renovated during the second half of the 18th century. Inside, admire a remarkable 18th century set of clay sculptures representing chapters of the life of St. Anthony. Go back to Atalaya Pequena Street. After the multi-sports pavilion, you will see the PSP police station on the left. Walk around it. This brings you to the street where the Álvaro de Campos Municipal Library is located, converted from the old civil prison of Tavira, built in the 20th century. This project is an example of how historical heritage and contemporary architecture can combine, coexisting in perfect harmony, designed by architect João Luís Carrillo da Graça. In front of the library is the Ermida de São Sebastião, or Hermitage of Saint Sebastian, a small temple of medieval origin dedicated to the cult of the martyr, who was considered a protector against the epidemics and contagion. The hermitage was rebuilt in 1745 and redecorated with Baroque touches. In the main chapel are the paintings by the local painter Diogo de Manguino, which make up the most complete pictorial recreation on the life of Saint Sebastian that exists in Portuguese art. Leaving the hermitage, on the right, follow the old Mosteiro de Nossa Senhora da Piedade, or Monastery of Our Lady of Mercy, also known as the Bernardas Convent. This building, founded by Don Manuel I in 1509, maintains the lateral portico of the time, although it has undergone several changes and has had several functions over the years. In 2012, it was renovated and converted into housing under a project by famed architect Soto de Mora. If you look towards the sea, you will see the Rio Formosa Natural Park salt flats, and before them, the municipal market of Tavira, where every morning you can buy fruit, vegetables and fresh fish from Monday to Saturday. Now head to the hotel opposite you, walking towards the Bridge of Discoveries and cross the car park next to the hotel. The Gilão River is ahead. Turn left at Dr. José Pires Padinha Street and enjoy a stroll along the riverside, where you can watch fishing boats arriving in the early morning. Follow the same street until you find the old Mercado de Ribeira Market. This historic iron-built building, which opened in 1887, was restored in the year 2000 for leisure purposes. There, esplanades and also commerce appeared. Then cross the bandstand garden and, next to the kiosk, turn left onto Travessa Dona Brich. Be sure you don't miss the Manueline and Renaissance windows on the top of the building on the left. At the end of the crossroads, on the left side, you will find the Igreja de Nossa Senhora das Ondas, or Our Lady of the Waves Church, a church of fishermen and seafarers. Inside this church is a must-see magnificent ceiling painted in the illusionistic perspective of 1765. The main chapel hosts 18th-century altarpieces and pictures of Our Lady of the Waves and St. Pedro Gonçalves Telmo, protector of fishermen. After popping in here, turn right, where in front of you, you will find Casa André Pilart, a building whose authorship is likely that of the famous master mason after whom it is named and who was responsible for the construction of Tavira's Misericordia Church. Part of a Manueline villa still exists on the ground floor, with expressive masonry that forms a contracted arch embellished with a small human face. The second floor opens into a Renaissance porch whose framework dates from 1520 to 1540. Since 2005, exhibitions of various artists and local and regional entities have been displayed on the ground floor. Follow Estácio de Veiga Street towards the public garden, where you will find the bandstand, which was inaugurated in 1890, and which, for a century, was the centrepiece of the city's festivities. On José Pires Padinha Street, more precisely from numbers 8 to 14, are the headquarters of the Tavira Athletics Club, a venue that was the backdrop for several moments of sporting joy in cycling, and which is located in a noble old 18th century house, which underwent several interventions at the end of the 19th century that added the eaves and the azulejo tile cladding on the façade. We invite you now to return to the starting point in Praça da República Square, or, if not, take a break on one of the pleasant esplanades along José Pires Padinha Street or in Ribeira Market.